All right. First up to talk to you guys today is my sister, Kendall.
Hey, guys.
So, Kendall is what you might call a professional homeschooler. I'm pretty sure you can have things like a professional homeschooler.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Kendall's a professional homeschooler because Kendall is almost finished homeschooling. She's entering her senior year and so is, you know, getting to apply to college and take the SAT and all of that fabulous stuff. She's totally qualified to discuss homeschooling with you guys today because of her years of experience. So, Kendall, what's something great about homeschooling that you love?
For me, it's just been that homeschooling has made me super disciplined with my time.
Super disciplined with your time. Yeah, that's super true. A lot of people think homeschool is kind of just, you know, lounge around in their PJs and watch television all day long. But is that really the case?
No, definitely not.
So, yeah, Kendall is probably, like, the most disciplined out of all of the Kelly clan. So what does, like, your daily schedule look like? Just briefly, like, what time do you get up in the morning?
I usually get up in between 4:30 and 5 in the morning and get my day started with school. Usually finish by 2 or 3 o'clock, and that allows me to do the other things that I enjoy.
Yeah, and, yeah, so homeschooling helps you be super disciplined, and as Kendall said, the things that she enjoys, you enjoy, like, calligraphy, right?
Yeah.
And reading. And that's one of the other benefits of homeschooling, is just being able to accomplish your school at your own pace and then get on to other pursuits. Kendall, you've been doing calligraphy since
December.
Okay. Yeah, she's been working on hand lettering, and she has also started to sell handcrafted note cards online. And because homeschooling allows her to be flexible and to manage her time as she wants it to be managed. So, yeah, let's see. Kendall, do you have any goofy homeschooling stories you want to share?
One of the main things that people think when you're homeschooled is that you don't have any friends whatsoever. And that you don't know how to talk to people. Well, one time we were at a 4-H clothing camp thing, and I was sitting by this girl and had been talking to her a lot, and then she learned that I was homeschooled. And
it's always a buzzkill for friendships. It's kind of
you're homeschooled.
Yeah.
And she's like, so being homeschooled, do you have like any friends? And I was like, yeah, like I have 5 siblings and a bunch of homeschool friends at church too. And she's like, oh, I always thought that people who are homeschooled didn't know how to talk to people and like start conversations. And didn't know how to, like, socialize with people. And I was like, uh-huh. But in my head, I was thinking, oh, am I not the one who started this conversation with
you? Yeah, have I not been talking to you for the last, you know, half hour or whatever? Yeah, it's hilarious, the misconceptions people have about homeschoolers. Although, granted, sometimes they're true. Sometimes we are incapable of social interaction. But, yeah, obviously, stereotypes are not across the board. Well, thank you so much, Kendall, for sharing that hilarious story. And, yeah, thank you. I'm not really sure how to close this thing yet, so we'll just kind of, you know, awkwardly giggle and then, yeah, continue. I guess that's part of being homeschooled, is we don't know how to end.
Right.
Yeah, end social interactions. Awkward. So I guess I'll just hit stop. Okie dokie, next up to talk is Carly Kelly.
Hey, everybody!
So, Carly has not yet been promoted to the rank of professional homeschooler. She's not that cool. Just kidding.
Thanks.
But she's not old enough, so she hasn't endured the struggle of junior year, and I think that's the hardest for us. So, yeah, you're not a pro till you muscle through junior year. Isn't junior year, like, physics or...
It's calculus, it's physics or something? And pre-cal, so yay.
Physics and pre-cal, which is, like... the absolute pits. So anyways, Carly is going to talk to us about homeschooling stereotypes. So I think we could both agree that there's about two types of homeschoolers generally. So yeah, what are those?
Well, so you have the smart Alex, and then you have the not smart Alex, which I like to call the bow ties and the nose pickers.
The bow ties and the nose pickers. Yeah, you could also maybe say like the dorks and the drama queens or something.
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically. So, yeah, what characterizes the smart aleck homeschooler?
Well, they're normally the ones that are wearing glasses and have their shirt tucked into their khaki pants and, yeah, bow tie. They just are always studying, always doing school.
Yeah, they're, like, the super, super smart homeschoolers who are, like, super pale and pasty, never leave the house.
Want to go to Harvard.
Usually, well, maybe not even Harvard. That would be too secular.
Oh, right.
Like, these homeschoolers are usually the ones who's, the girls will all wear the long denim skirts.
Yeah.
Have braided hair. They'll kind of look like Little House on the Prairie out on a picnic. And, yeah, but they're usually super sharp. On the other hand, we have
nose pickers, drama queens.
The nose pickers are the drama queens, and they're kind of the more eccentric side of the homeschoolers. Yeah. So yeah, what kind of characterizes those?
Normally these are extremely loud kids. They seem to lack some mannerisms, maybe. You know, they're the ones that'll walk in with the giant holes in their jeans and their hair not brushed. Might be wearing a cape, you never know.
Yeah. These are kind of more the people who homeschool too. Break the norm and escape from society altogether.
But they're kind of, going a little too far.
And their parents just kind of let them do whatever they want. So, yeah, you get colorful hair, which nothing against colorful hair.
No.
But it's just, you know, it's one attribute they have. Basically, like, no discipline.
Yeah.
So they kind of, like, lose all manners. And social contact is really difficult for them because they, you know, just think they can act like a wild monkey all the time.
Right, because they don't,
Yeah, so basically with homeschooling, you kind of want to hit a happy medium, not be a super nerdy dork, but not also be, like, you know...
crazy.
super crazy. You basically want to avoid long denim skirts and try...
Picking your nose.
Yeah, you don't want to do either of those things.
Medium
you want to,
right there.
Yeah, you want to be smart, but not,
in
you
an
know,
annoying way.
In an obnoxious... Yeah, you don't want to be... stick in the mud about it.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like us Kellys have definitely hit the happy medium. Just kidding.
We are trying.
Where do we fall in the stereotype, I wonder? Are we more...
I think it varies for each of us. Some of us are inclined to be more like, let's hit the books! Woo! The rest of us are like, let's dye our hair.
yeah. It kind of depends on the day.
Right.
As long as you vacillate back and forth, you probably are closer to the middle. So.
Depends on how much coffee you've had that day.
Yeah, or at least we can tell ourselves that we go back and forth. Okay, so the next Kelly sister to crack us up, is Corinna Pearl.
Hello.
So, Corinna, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13, so sassy, fresh teenager, right? All that. You have a funny story you wanted to share with us. So, Corinna just went to camp this summer, which was, you know, a huge experience for any homeschooler to get exposed to so many people, right?
Yeah.
But one of your buddies had something funny she thought about homeschooling, right? Can you tell us
a story? Oh, yeah, so I said, I'm homeschooled, and she said, what do y'all do? And I was like, you know we do, like, actually do school, right? And she was like, oh, really? I didn't think y'all did anything. And I was like, yeah, we have to do, like, a writing assignment every week and read two books and do quizzes, like, almost every day. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe that. I thought y'all did nothing.
It's so funny. Why do you think that people have supposed that homeschoolers just do nothing?
I don't know.
That's really funny. Corinna was like, I read a lot of books and I actually work really hard and kind of...
Yeah.
Fix that little booger, but yeah, so and your school kind of just got harder recently. She switched to a different curriculum, and yeah, that has more reading requirements, and you're going into what grade now?
Eighth grade.
That's when, you know, the rubber finally hits the road for homeschooling, especially like you start really kicking it into high gear and having to hit it. Have you started drinking more coffee since?
Yes, I do two coffees now.
She drinks about two coffees a day. So if that doesn't tell you how hard we have to work as homeschoolers, I don't know what will. But yeah, so thanks for sharing that story, Corinna.
You're welcome.
All right, last but not least, we have Cameron Ina, or also known as, what's your other nickname? Your big nickname?
Tiger, Sugar Plum Patootie, Crooked Nose.
Yeah, she has lots of big names, but usually we call you Ina.
Yeah.
Is her middle name. And so, Ina, how old are you?
I am 11, and I'm about to go to 6th grade.
All right, she's about to go into 6th grade. The other day, I accidentally thought she was going to go into 2nd grade. But yeah. that's not because I don't think she's smart. That's only because I'm terrible with ages. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she wasn't quite happy with me about that one. But you know, also with homeschooling, you're never quite sure what grade somebody's in. They could be like 5 grades ahead of their age.
Or five grades below.
You know, you just never really know. It's always a wild card with homeschoolers. But Ina right now is wearing yoga pants. Ina, is it appropriate for a homeschooler to wear yoga pants?
I don't know. If I'm in public, maybe not, but I don't know.
You know, yoga pants can be, like, anathema for some homeschoolers, but, you know, we're under grace, not the law, right, Ina?
Yeah, totally.
So, Ina, let's see, what is something that you absolutely hate about homeschooling? Because we've talked a lot about the good things of homeschooling. What's something awful about it?
Well, that's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Well, you got to rewrite a lot of papers.
Yeah. We do have a lot of writing assignments with homeschooling, mm-hmm. and if we don't get it right the first time,
rewrite.
We have to start from the top. Yeah. That's not a great thing. No. But you said a lot of what you liked was similar to Kindle, too. You like having, you know, freedom of schedule, and you get to
party with your friends sometimes.
Once you get your school done, though, right?
Once you get your school done.
Yeah. Ina definitely falls on the crazier homeschooler side of the spectrum, as you can already tell, probably. But yeah, you love homeschooling, though, too, right?
Yeah. It's also nice you can, like, get your book and go read in a tree instead of just getting stuck in a classroom.
Yeah, you can kind of study wherever you feel like, which is pretty nice, so.
In your bed, in the covers.
Yeah. Well, that's how you fall asleep.
But, oh, yeah. Oops.
Maybe you have to restart that one, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you think we should get Joe to talk about homeschooling today? I don't know. Joe's the youngest of the Kelly siblings, and he really doesn't like school.
He
really, really doesn't like it. I mean, he's getting better about it, but yeah, he probably wouldn't have much to say about it. So, yeah, I guess we can probably wrap this episode up. Oh,
woo!
I should probably mention, I forgot to mention my favorite things about homeschooling. So, yeah, I loved getting to be a homeschooler. At one point, I hated it because I wanted more friends, but then I realized that homeschooling really allows you to, go at your own pace to get ahead of the game as far as schooling is concerned, to manage your own schedule, all those things we've already mentioned. But principally for our family, we really wanted our education to point us to the Lord. We wanted to study things in a way that glorified God. We wanted to see history and science in the way that it relates to God's creation. And so I think that was the biggest thing for us. For why we chose homeschooling as a family. And I think that's what I love most about it, is getting to learn more about the Lord and also being able to amp up the level of learning to a more rigorous study as compared to what I think a lot of people get from the public school system. So, yeah, that's what I appreciated from homeschooling. But, yeah, it definitely comes with its challenges to... Yeah, overall, the Kelly Clan is a fan of homeschooling.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so we've gathered everybody back up here to, sign off on our first podcast episode. We really hope that you got cracked up with the Kellys. Can I get a what?
Yeah!
Ina had a way she wanted to sign off. Ina, what did you say?
Howdy, y'all. I'm a Texas homeschooler.
Yeah, the Texas homeschoolers are here to sign off. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.